non-kissing cousins. As I watched the most recent presidential primary debate, I was struck, not by any particular pearl of wisdom uttered by either of the candidates, but by how incredibly similar both Democratic senators, New York's Hillary Clinton and Illinois' Barack Obama, are. Their policy positions are almost interchangeable, and their differences are incremental and may be measured in inches, not feet. What this suggests is that this rather intense primary campaign will be decided more on personality than on policy. Who is prettier? Who makes me smile? This presidential election is essentially a fashion show. And while issues of race and gender are subsumed within the race, these are qualities more of image than of substance. Of course, Senator Clinton is a woman, and Senator Obama is a black man. But in terms of issues and policies, these factors get muted so as not to irritate or agitate the nation's male or white population. In fact, Senator Clinton sounds more martial than her male opponent, perhaps to undercut the suggestion that a woman is somehow weak on national defense. Senator Obama, as the son of an African national, is, in a sense, blacker than many African Americans, given his direct ancestry. But his amber complexion reflects his direct white ancestry as well. Several months ago, he faced the question, "Are you black enough?" posed by both media and some blacks. For many whites, especially in light of the so-called Reverend Jeremiah White controversy, the question has become, "Are you too black?" Race and gender are, to many people, fundamental parts of their being, and these features are undoubtedly factors in bringing some people to the polls. Some 30 million Americans have already voted in these primaries, but we shouldn't forget that that is but a mere 10% of the nation's population, or nearly 30% of the 115.7 million people who voted in the 2004 presidential election. There are long, dreary months to go before this phase comes to a close. For several months, we will hear more saber rattling, more appeals to fear, more promises of solutions, and more less than veiled references to the dishonesty or lack of patriotism of one or another candidate. When this process ends, efforts will undoubtedly be made to cut down the nearly 2-year length of the primaries. This flood of TV, radio, and internet ads has surely left millions brain dead. But after all is said and done, after the warm glow of November has ebbed, will we see change or stability? Only time will tell. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.